So let's just go straight into the debriefs from the breakout groups and just run in numerical order. So whichever was group one or group A, sorry. If you could go first for us and then we go to B and C.
Okay. It's my pleasure today to summarize our discussion. So I think in general we had a very good, very controversial discussion on these topics, and first of all, we really focused into the question: do we have a conceptual issue there between principle-based accounting and a taxonomy? And I will, in general, first summarize, and then, but also ask then the group if they need to add, and if I summarize it completely, because we really had this kind of controversial discussion. So we looked on this conceptual issue, and we had some opposing opinions about that. On the one hand, it was mentioned that this is not actually a real conflict from a technical point of view, as technical is very much flexible to generate elements, and also to provide at the end footnotes and additional information, even for elements which you cannot find directly in the taxonomy. On the other hand, it was really said that it's really an imminent issue based on principle-based accounting, as you cannot really be so flexible to cover all those possibilities which a preparer might come up as it's principle-based. So this was really then further discussed. Also, is that really, the general question was also, is this really the task of a standard setter to further define those elements, and to further also, we talked a lot about data quality, that so that at the end of the day, it depends very much about what kind of definition you pursue, what kind of definition you follow, and only if you use a standardized definition, then you can also ensure at the end of the day that you can reach comparability. So comparability was then also moving on. Number one of those topics is how you can reach this comparability. And the question here was also is the technology, how can the technology provide such comparability, which is something we couldn't find direct solutions for that. Yeah. The next point was really about the topic. How you can at the end aggregate or disaggregate specific elements of your profit and loss, and here the question was once again, do you have really the adequate data in place to provide such aggregation? Again. So then we also talked about the question is, maybe it's also kind of a generation topic, as it's really, does it really make sense to extend the taxonomy by thousands of new elements, as what we can see in US GAAP? Isn't that something which is very difficult to handle, and does that also means, do we increase enormously the cost on the preparer side? And isn't it like better to have a smaller set of taxonomy, a smaller set of elements to cover to because otherwise this asset would increase enormously the cost on the preparer side. Yeah. But here once again, it's a kind of controversial. We had one hand saying, okay, this is it's very difficult for accountant who's really working on the disclosures and not so much maybe technological effort. And on the other hand, we have very advanced software system right now, which are easy to handle. And with that in mind, it shouldn't be it should be much more easier to ensure that you implement a taxonomy also using lots of elements and increase the number of elements. Yeah. So maybe that's so far my summary. So do you have maybe out of this group any further comments or further topics? Because we had really a lot of very different discussion points, so it was difficult to summarize it briefly, but maybe someone said, okay.
I think there was a point where briefly at the end where we touched on the three suggestions that we had for the Primary Financial Statements Project in terms of developing subtotals and potentially looking at templates, if you like, for the Primary Financial Statements. And I think there was some suggestion from some of the group members that actually a sort of minimum structure would actually be quite useful in terms of facilitating electronic reporting. However, there were others in the group who actually said, well, do you really need subtotals if you have the information necessary to produce your own subtotals through an aggregation? So I think that was one of the topics we touched on towards the end.
Maybe one last point. Actually, we also said that technology can always be just enabler of standardization, and it's a kind of medium. But actually, if there are inconsistencies, it's inconsistent between the principle-based and the paper-based reporting, and technology cannot itself solve those issues. So it's more like make it transparent and provide transparency. So we also definitely, I think, agreed on specific limitations also on the technological side.
Okay, thanks, Tim.
Can we? Okay, I'll, conscious of time, be very brief. So on the first question, our view was that this is more of a perception problem than reality, that the conflict is based upon the person's believing that the taxonomy is prescriptive. When it's not, it's illustrative. It's basically how you apply the standard in terms of the taxonomy. So we don't agree, but we believe that there's a need for education and communication in order to correct this perception. What can be done to address these concerns? Should there be changes to the IFRS taxonomy? We had quite a robust discussion around that with a proposal to perhaps move to a more index-based approach that would create more granularity and get away from the financial statement approach that we currently use. Now, potential problems with the structure of the data, the validation, and so forth. But I think this is worth considering, because that may make it more focused around how a machine reads the data versus how a human consumes the data, which I think that's what we went for. When we originally adopted this, it was how is a human going to see the taxonomy, and we said, well, let them see it the way they see a set of financial statements. I think at this point in time, we have to consider, is that the best way of doing it? Okay. What could the board do? There was a couple of things. One was brought up, I think was quite good, is that the XBRL team could come in for a learning session before the ballot in order to explain the ramifications from an XBRL standpoint. And then another comment was that we have more illustrative guidance put into the standard, which would allow for greater taxonomy structures early on before we have to wait for the common practice approach. And I think that would be a good idea as well. And then finally, regarding this last question regarding the income approach, the general idea was a template is good, it's a good thing, and that the standardization and the greater detail is also a good thing. So the concern that was also voiced was when you template like this, it could create problems across industries. It's very difficult to have one template for income that satisfies the whole myriad of industries. Okay? So that was it.
Okay, thanks, Tom. And
last group here. Much of the point has been covered. So just as a summary, in terms of the first question, whether there's a concern on conflict, the general consensus is that we don't see much conflict as such. There are challenges, certainly, but not maybe not conflict. Similar to what Thomas said, you know, we see maybe in terms of getting feedback from different stakeholders, those who are in this room may not necessarily see that being so any conflict, and so it's pretty much who you talk to and you know where you how you get the views. Some of the underlying factors to this perceived conflict could be as a result of the data quality and some of the other factors, and so you know in essence we see challenges in terms of applying the taxonomy. There need to be better understanding of what taxonomy is, and the relationship aspect is more important because taxonomy is not just a list of items that you basically use. Defining the relationship and having that clear metadata information available to the reader, to the user, will actually aid in the better understanding of the accounts. What can the board do? More communication, more you know what we are doing now. It's actually quite difficult in the sense of the detailed implementation, given that we are at the accounting standards level. You know, how far can the board do to actually guide on the actual on the ground implementation in different jurisdictions to facilitate kind of a global comparison is something that you know could well be challenging as well. In terms of question three, templates guidance is actually useful. Probably the view is is this a taxonomy issue or is this an accounting standards issue, and we are signing that this is a accounting standards issue, and having more clearly and more clarity defined in the standards in terms of what needs to be done. Ultimately, whatever templates and standards that you create, the guiding principle in terms of this principle-based application is that someone still needs to make a judgment. You know how detailed I want to present the account. So you know, having it's difficult to actually get people standardized on judgment, and so you know all these are important, but we need to actually take it to a kind of greater context of how accounting standards work. Now all of that at this point in time. We are still not seeing the auditing side kicking in, and so maybe in future when that component is in place, it may just change the current situation. I don't know whether group members have anything to add to that.
I was just going to add there was quite a bit of discussion about. From sort of a PFS point of view, about the difference between asking for providing a definition for an item, asking for somebody when they report an item to explain what has gone into it, and a third point, which was just requiring that the components are reported, and then whether or not they report the subtotal is irrelevant. And I think there was a bit of support from a couple of the group for that last one, from the user side, to say just if the components are present, we don't care about the subtotal at all. But I think some other people sounded like they were reasonably keen on the subtotals also being consistent.
Yeah, I mean the other thing to say is that as well as seeing the items, we would like to see the relationship of that item with any subtotals that the entity has disclosed.
Any others from that group there? No, so just before we break, I think we've got a couple minutes. My take on all of it, if I can give a quick sort of summary of what I think I got out of it. The general feedback is templates would definitely help. Templates of some variety would definitely help. granularity was a very common theme throughout. So templates, granularity, communication in the form of some sort of guides would definitely help. And I think the last one was time and maturity. Some of these things are just going to take time for the things that we have in place, things we put in place to bake in as such. So that was what I got out of the three different feedbacks. I don't know if that captures what you have in your notes or not, but I don't know if that does.
Thank you very much. It is very helpful for the primary financial statements project to understand how people think technology relates to this project. So thank you very much for your time today. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry, I was just calculating the time.